I understand there's importance to ask for asylum at the border as opposed to once you've crossed.
Right.
Could you explain those things?
Right. When there are two ways of seeking asylum. One is affirmatively, one is defensively. Affirmatively means that you enter the country lawfully or illegally, but you're in the country. And then that allows you to file with the asylum offices. I think there's a 6 or 7 regional offices, the one for us in El Paso is Houston. You can file affirmatively with them. And that's with an asylum officer with USCIS, United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, which is the benefit arm of DHS. You got the enforcement arm, which is ICE, and then you've got the benefit arm. So by definition, since this asylum process is in the benefit arm, and these guys are trained on the law of asylum, there's a more openness to the process and a little more of a liberal slant. Plus, it's not adversarial. It's an asylum officer sitting across from you looking at a lot of documents you submitted. And there's no real nasty cross-examination or objection to documents as hearsay. And much more likely to win at that level. Plus, that's in the executive branch as well. And that has something to do with the Obama administration sending some messages down in terms of our politics. And so I think that all of that has created a more favorable condition, even though the numbers are still dismal, but we're seeing some inroads versus a defensive filing.
On the affirmative one, though, it makes no difference whether you make your request for asylum at the border or after you get here.
No, if you make it at the border, even if you have papers to enter,
right,
it's no longer affirmatively. You're placed in deportation, and it's a defensive filing.
So you would, to be affirmative, you would have to just enter the country.
Right.
Quietly.
Quietly, or with a document like one of the big cases, one in Saul Reyes Salazar. He comes in with his border crossing card, talks to me and says, you know what, I think you apply for, you qualify for asylum. Let's file it. So we do the paperwork, send it in. And so he goes to an asylum officer. Now, if it's denied, it's referred to an immigration judge. And then your deportation, but at least you get two major bites at the apple.
And then what constitutes the defensive?
When you're caught, either when you turn yourself in at the bridge, either because you don't know, and you could have entered lawfully, but you're running scared, and you go and think that Uncle Sam's going to help you and say, look, they're after me, and they said, fine, we'll help you, but we're going to lock you up and book you. And it's come a long way in terms of the release. We've had clients who have been detained up to a year trying to get out defensively. Or you come in and you get caught at some point, 1 year, 5 years later, whatever. Then you can file defensively. You go to immigration judge where there's prosecutors who are cross-examining you and challenging every single document and translation.